Hi, welcome to a late in the year chat about how you can get a community around you. If you're an artist, sometimes it can be really hard to find out ways of connecting to a bigger audience. So if we think of an audience as people that are connecting with you, the artist, then turning that on its head, why not think about creating a community, so where people communicate with each other, a little bit less work on you, but also it's a great way to create an environment where people will be creating an impact on the world, because that will be right at the top of their experience of creating social bonds with each other. So whilst people come into the group, perhaps they've had an interest in your product, or more broadly, to give the group a little bit more oomph, try looking at shared interests, goals, or experiences that are experienced by the people that you want to share your work with. So goals, interests, and experience are the things that are going to get people going, and any of the posts that you want to click up to get people having a read of, try to get them to share their passions and disclose something about themselves, and then that is a way everyone can get to know each other and to create relationships. So it will make it a great community online, or even in a bookstore, for people to engage and be aware of your work. That just might be the goal of the community. Talking about it in a very hard marketing sense, that could be enough, you know, just kind of getting to know your brand. Only give the group one purpose from a marketing point of view. For example, you know, it could be about getting testimonials if people have already bought your product. So just that, don't be trying to do anything else, because people will become a little bit unfocused. And if there is a similar group to the one that you would like to start, don't be trying to draw people away from an existing group, because that will be difficult. What you would like to do then is to just change your idea of the group just a little bit. So perhaps it's an older, younger, wider demographic, or perhaps it's about a slightly different topic. So you're giving another type of value to the group. So you may think Facebook is just the obvious and only place to grow your community. And to be fair, you could set up a group there within a minute. Think of it more broadly, just to get an idea of what options are open to you. Any of the review sites, even such as Amazon, that is a type of community. The bonds may not be as strong between people, but the purpose of helping other people make better purchases by leaving a review, that is creating a community, because you're sharing experience and there's a shared purpose. So groups do tend to be defined by what they're offering to other people. So maybe it's an educational community whereby everyone's sharing ways of watercolour, or how to use acrylics, or ways to blog, or maybe to how you can use coding to create something online. That would be one example of something that is all built around the education. So keep thinking about what your community has to offer people that want to come in, and you want to get as many people in as possible, so there's a real buzz there. And your job, if you're the community manager, will therefore be to create a safe and fulfilling experience for the people that come in. So you're establishing those friendship bonds and the social support. And if the support element is quite strong, then that could be the actual definition of the group. It's to help people, perhaps during difficult times, or during new experiences, or times in their life when they're a little bit under-resourced. Perhaps it's mothers of teenagers, or single dads, all sorts. But that shared bond that the people around your community have got will be the way forward for you to focus on the success of it. Now, I had an amazing experience because I started a small group just off a very simple idea on Facebook just a week ago. And it's become really what I would describe as successful, because I think people are gaining really positive value out of it, in that we are looking, as an ultimate goal, to create more kindness in the world, and in turn what's happening is we're experiencing more kindness for ourselves. Excuse me. So if that's something you'd like to check out to see how it's working out, if you like kindness a little bit more in your life and you're on Facebook, then look for Benevolent Project. Benevolent Project. We're having a great time just sharing ideas in that. So just to recap, some of the community type goals you might be looking at for your group could be the goal of change, such as Animal Liberation Front, goal of education, such as online web developers, goal could be creation, such as artists, the goal could be support, such as newly single dads. And if you're looking for community types where you want to use a common experience to unite your group, then perhaps they're sharing a situation, they may be sharing a stage of life, or they may be sharing a location. And if it's common interest, and we all know there's some amazing groups to do with crafting and juicing and professions, then be specific and as niched as you can so that it really sets your group up. What we're really all doing here, creating a group, is creating a unique place, and that's what makes it incredibly successful. So I'm wishing you all the very best on your journey of creating a community that not only serves you in getting people just to be aware of your work, or to offer some testimonials for your work, or to perhaps sign up perhaps for your newsletter. Don't try and make a big sale though in a community, because people will get confused about what they're really there for, and it is a community that you're building. So the scope of it may not completely mean that you sell every painting you've ever dreamed of, but you may find that more people are signing up for your newsletter. So it's a sort of payoff in that way, because obviously if you're creating the community as part of an artistic business, then it's fair enough to say you are looking for a small payoff. So these are the things that I've learnt this week that I'm really grateful that I've learnt, because they've made a big difference to a goal that I really wanted to do, to bring people together for something really worthwhile. And I think, you know, with all the political change going on, it's incredibly important that everyone has a voice and creates the change they want. So we've all got a stake in this. Whatever you're up to this week, we've got a brand new month to enjoy, October, whatever that means to you, wishing you lots of it. Do subscribe if you've enjoyed this, leave me a comment, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.